Benny and Haiti. Put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
It was really good. I think Dean kind of got settled in, and he and Zach, and he's in there with the defensive coaches, just being a help and a sounding board, and great input, great experience.
Same terminology, just hearing it a year, being involved in it in a year, talking with coach, you know, about things I see, what I see on the field, what I don't see, and just hearing his take on what, you know, what he gets and out of plays and here and there. You know, it's a team effort.
Well, probably the answer, honest answer, is probably yes. Just because, you know, he's the most far along as he's been, just as a player and development-wise. And he's steadily always. He's that guy that kind of epitomizes what we're talking about there. He's always seeking to improve. He's very much a perfectionist. You know, I don't know that it's really changed. I think he's still playing like he plays. He's playing Baker ball, you know, at a very high level. I think they've done a very good job of building the offense around what he does well with his two star receivers.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was yesterday, meeting with the media. Talking about Baker Mayfield, Baker ball. I didn't know that was a thing.
First I ever heard of it.
Baker ball. That would be a slogan, t-shirt. John Harbaugh, if that's not a thing, I would try to trademark that as quickly as possible because you made it happen. But talking about Baker Mayfield, who in this season has a quarterback rating of 109.4, Nolan, completing 70.9% of his passes, not 71. 15 TDs, only 5 picks through 3 of them last week.
Mm-hmm.
Been sacked 17 times. We'll get into that over the course of the day. But arguably having the best season of his career, and he was the number one pick in the draft in 2018. Lamar was the last pick of the first round. Because I know a lot of this gets twisted at times. Try to narrative up that he was the last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy. No, Lamar was a first-round draft pick. Now, the Ravens traded up to get him in the first round, but in between Baker and Lamar, Sam Darnold having a very good year for Minnesota. Josh Allen, franchise quarterback. And then you got your Josh Rose in there. That's a dough. But still, yeah, Baker Mayfield on his, what, fourth team?
Cleveland, Carolina,
Rams.
Oh, yeah, fourth. Yeah.
Lamar's got two MVPs.
Yeah.
A lot of MV3 talk, which Lamar's going to dismiss, as we'll hear throughout the course of the day. But here we are, Vinny. 6 years. They're both 7 years in the league now. Both in a strong spot. Both cemented as starting quarterbacks. Lamar's a franchise guy building a Hall of Fame resume. And Lamar's, Baker Ball, on a redemption tour. This is an interesting matchup. But, you know, I've never had anything against Baker Mayfield. Liked him at Oklahoma. Got some swag to him. His progressive commercials are very entertaining. And when he was with the Browns. But it looked like he was becoming kind of the backup guy. Yep. But, boy, talk about revitalizing your career. He's done that in Tampa. And as we just said with his stats, playing his ass off right now.
Yeah, and I think it was Bobby signed 3-year, 100 mil. That's a hell of a deal for Tampa, you know, for what other quarterbacks are making, 55, 60 mil. But yeah, last year he played well. This year, you know, he's playing real well. And Chris Godwin is reaping the benefits. You know, I mean, he's been unbelievable. And Bob, they get the ball out quick. They don't throw a bunch of deep stuff. But they want to get the ball out quick, and they want to get it to their guys because they're good yak guys. I mean, Godwin's got 324 yak yards already. 324. And then Rashad White, he was on the injury report. I don't know that he's playing. He's got 191 yak yards. And then Bucky Irvin's got 100 yak yards. And he's a talented guy also. And then Sean Tucker, he had the long catch and
Calvin
run.
Calvin Hall, baby.
Yeah, so they're big with the yak, and that's why, you know, when we talk about keys later in the day, tackling is going to be extremely important.
Yep. So, and their injury report, by the way, is littered with stars. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, yesterday was basically Wednesday, so it was the first day of practice.
Yes.
So, what do we read into the injury report? Guys missing the first day?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
But White did miss last week's game,
though. Yes. You know, it's right. And his was a knee, I think, Bob. Knee or hamstring, one of the two. So we'll get their injury report on Saturday. Saturday, we'll get the email about, you know, if they're you know, questionable and sure. all that kind of stuff. So that's not coming till Saturday because today is Thursday for the Ravens.
Now, John Harbaugh, we heard from him as well in the opening of the show. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday, I don't even know who it is because I wasn't here yesterday. So we'll find out together if you're not aware in a few minutes. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens 3.5-point favorites at Tampa coming up on Monday night. But John Harbaugh talking about, is this the best version of Lamar he's ever seen? And obviously the answer was yeah. He's way ahead of last year's stats when he won his second MVP. Lamar Jackson, he's been brilliant.
Yes.
This season.
To me, you know, the one interception the other day, it was a misread by Lamar. The way I'm guessing is he thought it was man and it was zone. And Andrews sat down and he let him out like it was man coverage and he tipped it and got the pick. Otherwise, there was nothing Lamar really did wrong. He is playing at an extremely, extremely high level right now in run, pass. Because whatever, we were talking about this yesterday, Bob, you know, and I asked Cordell. I said, all right, Cordell, you know, you saw what Cincinnati tried to do to stop him. They put a bunch of people up there, you know, tried to confuse him, drop people out, stop the run the first half. And what did Washington do? Washington said, you know what? We don't think your receivers are any good. We're going to play man coverage the whole time. And Zay gets 9 catches, you know, and Lamar throws for 208 yards. Right? That's not true. And then they rush for all those yards, and he throws it 7 times. So what is Tampa going to do? Because their defense is probably comparable to Washington's.
Maybe even worse in some categories.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that coming up later in the hour. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. By the way, Lamar's been great, but he's not above criticism. And Vinny, when he makes a bad read, we can point that out.
Yep.
He fumbled a snap in overtime against Cincinnati that almost cost him the game, and they missed a field goal. I mean, he doesn't have a perfect quarterback rating, but to John Harbaugh's point answering the question, he's playing his way. He's throwing the ball better than I've ever seen him throw it.
Yeah.
And he's got better weapons than he's had. I mean, last year, how many X first-round picks did they have? Blah, blah, blah. This year, Bateman's playing like a first-round pick. Flowers is a stud. Likely's made plays. Kolar's had his moments. I mean, Andrews has become a big focal point last 2 weeks. Lamar's a high level. That's probably an understatement right now.
You know what I think? Like, if I'm Harbs, I'm saying to my offensive coaches, I said, listen, you guys are doing a hell of a job developing these guys because, I mean, the whole offense, Bob, who hadn't gotten better over these six games? Who hadn't improved? I mean, every one of those offense, Bateman, they've all improved. Kolar, they've all, the O-line, they've all gotten better. All right, then I'm look over here to my right and I say, defensive coaches, who's improved for you guys? You know, what the hell is going on your side of the ball? How come, other than maybe Travis Jones, nobody's getting better.
Hey, so, and we heard Harb's talking about Dean Pease and his impact and, you know, impact.
I think we'll feel more of it. Bob, to me, it's kind of hard when you come in on Tuesday and you play on Sunday for him to have a big impact. And now that they've had extra time and stuff, I think we'll see some impact of Dean Pease this week.
You want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Baseball playoffs last night. Dodgers clobber the Mets in the 3 Dodger wins as they're on the verge of eliminating New York. Jack Flaherty on the mound to get the job done. They have outscored New York 27-2.
Woo!
27-2. There's Puppy Pants trying to get it done. That's coming up at 5:08. And the game of the postseason in baseball happened in Cleveland last night as the Guardians blew the lead, tied the game, and then walk it off in extras over the Yankees. All sorts of brilliance on both sides. I mean, the Yankees with the back-to-back power of Judge and Stanton. Noel with the home run that ties it off Weaver in the ninth. And then Fry off of Clay Holmes, who's probably being treated like, I already forgot his name, Kimbrel for the Orioles. That's how Yankee fans are. You know what I mean? But Jimenez is playing the 10th inning at second base.
That was phenomenal.
And then Naylor keeping his foot on the bag to get that out on Jazz Chisholm.
Yep.
That was great. That was, air quotes, October baseball at its finest. Cleveland wins. They stay in the series, trying to even it up tonight. So, hey, it's championship down to four. Great. College basketball, Tony Bennett. All right, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Virginia coach, we'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh about this around 11:30 because I think Maryland plays Virginia this year, but oh my. Just signed an extension in June, 55 years old. Virginia stressed it was not health-related. Is he burnt? Other layers to this onion that we don't know about? I'm not speculating at all, but 3 weeks before the tip?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Yeah, like when Turge tapped out 3 years ago, that was basically they kind of hit bottom and mutual agreement between he and Damon Evans to move on to his next destination. But this, man, stunning turn of events.
Well, you see the more veteran or older coaches in all sports, college-wise, not crazy about the NIL and the portal stuff, you know, because it's a different game. Totally different game. I mean, you're recruiting every day, and guys are wanting money, and if they're not wanting money, then they, you know, play tight. You know, it is not the same old. Like, you think Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler?
Oh, hell no.
No.
No. I think that's the reason that Coach K and others,
Saban,
have gotten out of this. But Tony Bennett's lived this reality for a couple of years.
Yeah, you're right.
And if he was tired of it, you would figure he would have made a move way earlier than this, 3 weeks before tip. So we'll talk again to Keith Cavanaugh about that, Maryland's basketball team, and other things going on. Speaking of Maryland, they host USC tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 7-point dogs. We'll get into all of that and more. There's so much to get into, so little time. It's Vinny, Eddie, Nolan, Featured Artist Friday. If you're on the phones, you're next here on The Fan. It was great because the football game sucked.
The worst one.
Oh, man.
And I can't imagine what Al Michaels was talking about in the fourth quarter.
I watched like the first quarter because, you know, from a betting perspective, you're interested in
right.
Alvin Kamara, who did nothing. But, you know, him and Herb Street, you try to talk it up the best you can. And, you know, by the third quarter, things are, whatever.
Well, you know what I don't like about the Thursday night?
Sean Payton back in New Orleans. That became the narrative.
Bob, because the baseball games, you know, I was watching those. The Caps were on at 7, so I was watching that. And I can flip back and forth on those, you know, because I only have one TV in the room. So you're watching, you flip over to Prime Video or whatever it is, you can't flip back. You know, during commercial, can't flip back and forth. Then you got to redo the whole thing. So I didn't even watch. I had no interest in either one of those teams.
Yeah, I was. Not to brag about how many TVs I have in any particular room. Living room, I have three. One over the fireplace, one next to the fireplace, one in the dining room. Basement, I've got three. Tomorrow in my happy place, I'm probably going to have three when I'm out on the deck. My fiber on Maryland decking deck. But in the bedroom and office, and I was in the office for most of the night, one. But I can watch a football game on my computer.
Yeah.
So, and I can always lessen the window, et cetera, et cetera. The game sucked. Baseball was great. Caps won. We'll get into all of that during the whip around. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Let's get out to the phones. Ravens, Billy Joel, Featured Artist Friday. Ravens 3.5-point favorites at Tampa. It's Monday night. We'll be at
Canton
Green Turtles, so we'll get you ready for that one. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guy? You're going to be at Canton Green Turtle?
Correct.
I got to come out there and see my guys.
Nolan, you going to be there or no?
Not this week.
Ah.
Oh,
you might as well stay home, man. Yeah, stay home, yeah. Brian.
Oh, man. Got to meet my man, Nolan. He's awesome. Hey, listen, you were talking about in the draft, right? Lamar picked 32, right? You know, and then you were talking about Baker going different team. Let's not forget Sam Darnold was in that draft, too.
He was the third pick.
Yes, he was. But the problem is he went to the wrong team. Anybody that goes and plays for the Jets is a disaster. Hey, Vinny,
yo,
tell me this. Aaron Rodgers hasn't won a Super Bowl in 13 years. Out of the 13 years, 8 of that he had Adams, right? Where the rings at? Where are the rings at the end of this rainbow? Yeah,
and he was MVP twice in that time, too. They lost at home in the playoffs.
Multiple times.
Yeah. You want to know something? Here, I'll tell you why. I know why. Because Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. He got that for Brett Favre, man. He learned how to take hostage over a team. He learned a lot under Brett Favre, but don't get it twisted. And let me just say this, too. I think, what was it when Tom Brady won the last Super Bowl? Was it 2020, right?
When they beat Kansas City, yes.
Yeah. Guess what? And it wasn't just the NFC title game. If you go back and look at week six they played against Green Bay. Green Bay was winning, right? Aaron Rodgers mentally quit in that game. He has no toughness at all. That dude, he went into a shell. And it started when Ndamukong Suh hit him. And it was like a late hit, too. But it was just to soften him up. And dude was checked out the whole game. They was arguing with Sue the whole time. He was just mentally in his head. So that just goes to tell you he ain't tough, unlike Lamar. Lamar, like, because, you know, Q likes to call in and bash our quarterback. But at least I'll say Lamar's tough. He's like, you know, he's our MJ of the league. But y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Brian and Owings Mills never misses a chance to crap all over the Jets there.
Yeah. That's his thing. Him and Q must really be boys, huh?
Sounds like they're going to be exchanging Christmas cards here in a couple of months. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny, man?
Well, I love listening to Brian and Q. Well, Q will call in eventually, I'm thinking, to respond, but Brian's all in, dude. He's like super fly snook off the top rope.
Rashawn, 72?
78.
78. We were talking to Jeremy earlier.
We heard a story about you.
Yeah, story
about
you. We're
not talking about speed limits, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no, it was 67.
Yeah.
Put
67,
man.
67, I got it confused. Putting your business in the streets. But what's going on, Rashawn?
Hey, not much, man. I'm calling really about, about the Terps, right? Because I know it's their homecoming this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And they got USC. And listening on the morning show, Jeremy and a lot of other people, they really think, Jeremy think Maryland, first of all, is going to win. I think Rob said the same thing too. I'm like, what are they smoking, man? Because what makes you believe that Maryland's going to even fight? The spread is only 7 points, which I'm surprised at. I'm putting all my money on USC covering, the 7 points.
If anything, it's a circle the wagons game for Maryland. Mm. And if they don't show up to this one, I don't know if homecoming means anything, and it's Hall of Fame weekend and all of that great stuff. And if somebody like me appreciates a lifetime Terps fan, but, you know, if USC, and Vinny, we talked about it, USC drives down and scores their first drive. Does Maryland pack it in? Do they respond? I mean, last week against Northwestern, that was as embarrassing a loss as we've seen in a long, long time. But then again, USC lost to Minnesota.
Yeah. The last play, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not
unbeatable. 20-17 or something like that up in Minnesota. So it all depends, you know, like last week, USC, they played their ass off Penn State. And they played their ass off when they played Michigan. So can they get up for the Minnesotas, the Marylands of the world? That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, everybody's saying because they come into the East Coast and this is their first time ever playing Maryland and all that other stuff. Like, man, like, I don't think this game's going to be close, man. They lost by North. They lost to Northwestern by 20 points at home, you know?
27. Like,
27 points.
As 10.5-point favorites. And they pooped the bet against Michigan State, who's terrible at home.
Exactly.
And they were like 8.5, 9. Yeah. I mean, I love the Terps as much as anybody, but I hope they win. I'm not holding my breath, dude.
I just hope they can keep it close, man. But anyway, real quick, man, I think the Ravens, this Ravens and Buccaneers game, man, I'm a little nervous, man, because of just the receiving core, man, with Godwin and Lee Evans.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, like you see what Higgins and Chase did to us a couple weeks ago. So I just think they got to get some pressure, trying to find some way to get some pressure on Mayfield, rattle him a little bit.
They will, Rashawn. That right tackle for Tampa,
hey, thanks,
he's got a big bubble helmet on. He is not good. Oh. And the center, Graham Barton, we'll see. He's on the injury report, too. And we'll see if he's going to play. If he doesn't play, he's like, Graham Barton's like Rosengarten. He was a first-round pick, but he's going to be good in a year or so, but he doesn't have a man body yet.
But every game the Ravens have played, and it doesn't have to be a duo like Chase and Higgins. Hey, McLaurin got him.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb made his plays. Dallas.
Yes,
Xavier Worthy, his first game, Rashee Rice.
Evans.
I'm just talking about who they've already played. The star receivers have had, except even
Adams.
Adams got him.
Fourth quarter,
even
yep.
Buffalo. Shakur, he made a big play. Well, that was more of a Josh Allen improvisation thing, but I don't know. I'm not dismissing them because, you know, I'm thinking that the secondary's got to tighten it up a little bit here.
If they can just get their communication fixed, that's number one. Get the communication fixed.
It's 888-1057. The Fan will come back, take more of your phone calls. Got Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams in due time. Joe DeShaper, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Preview the game with him. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on World of Sports last night. And then Keith Kavanaugh. Hey, Maryland, 7-point dogs. Apparently, a morning show. Jeremy and Rob think the Terps can pull the upset, and I'd be down with that. Don't get me wrong, but I'm skeptical. Then again, by nature, I'm skeptical. All right, let's get out to the phones. Ravens, 3.5-point favorites in Tampa. Dodgers going to close out the Mets, maybe, behind Jack Flaherty. By the way, Evan Phillips, former Oriole, got the win last night for L.A. Yankees and Cleveland played the best postseason game so far of the 2024s. You got Maryland 7-point dogs against USC. Tony Bennett abruptly retires as head coach, University of Virginia basketball, and all sorts of things in between. Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I missed you on Wednesday. I hope I get another chance to meet up with you guys.
If anyone wants that crab cake, you've been promising.
By the way,
you've owed me a beer for 20 years, which I've never drank before.
Hey, he'll get two crab cakes if he wants. How's that sound?
And where's my beer?
What kind you want?
The one you promised 20 years ago.
You mean red, white, and blue?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Grain Belt.
Anyways.
Schlitz.
Listen, I think Moxley needs to go. I think it's time for him to hit the road, bring somebody else in, try to rebuild this Maryland team. It's just too much. These losses we're getting to these other teams that we're supposed to beat, and we're getting blown out by them. He's just not showing any progress. And Maryland needs to let him go. And I want to talk about the trading deadline coming up. The Ravens have got to get another wide receiver.
What?
And another defensive lineman, pass rusher, because this pass rush needs to get better, a lot better, and we need to get some wide receivers on this team. We got a couple that shine once in a blue moon, but we need some that are going to show up every single Sunday and make big plays.
Which game was he watching last
night? I don't know, but wide receiver, I'm going to go ahead and respectfully disagree with that, but yeah. Defensive lineman, no, but a pass rusher, never have.
Pass rusher, I think that's going to be Ngakoue. And you know, the more I see Ngakoue, you see improvement week to week. But no OTAs, no mini camps, no training camp, no nothing. So it's not like he's going to pop in, you know, his first game in or first week of practice, he's going to be great. No. He's got to get his sea legs under him, and I think they're coming. And he had 13 snaps last week. Well, I'll bet you this Monday night, I'm guessing he'll get probably around 20. And he's going to have a chance. He's going to be in the backfield.
And as we've talked about all week long, and I'm sure you and Cordell talked about it yesterday, as Ngakoue becomes more prominent, Ajabo becomes, I'm going to say, an afterthought, but a guy that hasn't. There's a reason they're bringing up Ngakoue, and we're even talking about maybe bringing in another pass rusher.
Yeah, Jabo only had like 12 reps, you know, so his reps are going the other way. And I don't know if his confidence is kind of hurt a little bit now, but he'll have opportunities Monday night to make some rushes. He'll have opportunities. That right tackle, Tristan Worsenoff, he lines up on him? No, he ain't getting a sniff. But if he's on that right tackle, I think Gedeky, he'll have a real good opportunity there. But he's got to play faster. You know, and Bob, even like Oway, where's his production been lately?
True. Hey, Van Noy hadn't had a sack in 2 weeks. But then again, he was a defense player of the month.
Yeah. Well, the thing, I can understand this past week because last week against Washington, your rushes are, listen, keep that dude contained. You know, make him sit in a pocket and throw it and we'll be okay. So I think that was more the emphasis.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to West Baltimore. It's Shiloh. Shiloh, what's up? Happy Friday.
Hey, guys, man. You know, man, first and foremost, you know, I just want to give you guys the props, man. I love you guys, right? Hey, Vinny, like, I'm going to try to jump straight into it, right? So the window of winning the Super Bowl, man, how open or how long is it going to stay open for us? Because I'm looking back at 19 when we had one of the best records in the league, and we Lamar first, what, second year, whatever. But and then, like, last year was our year. This year, we went four straight games, but we kind of keep letting these guys back in the game, right? And it's going to come back to haunt us eventually. Man, let me ask you this, man. Like, how long does it take for those guys in the backfield? You know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about running back. I'm talking about them DBs,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Now, I don't know what kind of meetings they be having all through the week. I don't know what the coordinator is saying to them. You bring in Dean Pease. I understand you lose your D-back coach, man, but Vinny, as a guy that's been in the game, right? I'm talking about you, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about – it's not like we don't have talent, Vinny, but like Bob said, like you guys say, every week you might can go out there and throw on them. And it's sad because it's like it's a repeated behavior every week. So I'm going to ask you two guys, right, because I'm starting to look like the long haul, like if we make it to the playoffs, all that, is this going to be a time again where a person come back on us? Vinny, I'm asking you this question, right? There's a lot I got to say, but Vinny, I'm going to ask you real fast. How long is it going to take for those guys to get their act together? Because I'm telling you, man, it's going to – because the offense is doing their job. Now, I don't see too much with the linebackers. I don't know what's going on with what's coming this year.
Roquan.
But Vinny, you're right. You got it. Vinny, real fast. How long is it going to take – for all those guys to get their attic up, because eventually time going to run out and it's going to come back to haunt us, man. So I'm going to hear your response.
All right. Thank you, Shiloh.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, Bob? And we talked about this yesterday, was the number one and number three ranked pass defenses in the league, 1 and 3, Tennessee and Miami. Who's that? Denard Wilson, Anthony Weaver.
Oh.
And Ravens, Zach Orr, 31st.
I did see a stat with Mike McDonald, by the way, as we had to break it. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. When they started 3-0 Seattle,
yeah,
they were giving up a little less than 15 points a game during their three-game losing streak. Almost 35 points a game. It's Vinny and Annie, 105.7 The Fan. It's the ebbs and flows. You want to get in, you're next. We got Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner joining us 11 o'clock. Baseball playoffs last night. Dodgers blow out the Mets again. They're up 3-1. And the Yankees and Guardians played an epic contest in Cleveland. As Cleveland gets back in the series, Terps host USC tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Gaming here on the Fan, kickoff at 4. And we're jamming out to Billy Joel, kinda.
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing this Friday?
Wonderful.
Cool, cool. Great show today. I just said two kind of things, Ravens, and I was hoping if I could just add a Terps thing in there, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I disagree with the guy that didn't even make good with beer on you, Bob.
Oh, Tom and Ryan. That's 20 years ago when I was at WNST. Bob, come out here. I'll buy you a beer. He forgot about that. He's busy trying to buy Vinny two $50 crab cakes. Why don't you even buy me a case of beer?
Yeah,
so that gives me red, white, and blue on top of it.
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully disagree with him. I think I don't know everybody's exact deal, but I'd imagine the University of Maryland has made it a sweet deal to get educated and play Division One power football, right? These guys just got to play football to the best of what they've been brought to Maryland to do and give Coach Loxley a little bit of, not a break, because there ain't no break in the Big Ten, but like, help your coach get off the hook for 1 week, boys. Man up and just pull them bootstraps up and get after for your coach, because he's taking a lot of firepower for you dudes. But I love this matchup for the Ravens. I think this will really continue to set us on a good path for the middle third of the season. I like this test for us.
What do you like about it? I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. That's what I think. I think both offenses are good.
I'll be honest with you, Vin. I think that I like this more so for our defense, to be honest with you. I think this will just, like you might have mentioned a little bit back, I just think this gives us an opportunity to see what did the adjustments work? Do we stick with that? I just really want to see the defense continue to be tested a little bit.
All right, Kevin. Well, they're going to get tested.
Oh, no doubt.
Health permitting for Tampa.
Yeah. Well, Godwin's going to be there. Evans will be there. Those guys will all be there.
Well, they're all in the injury report, but the first one of the week.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Going back to Detroit. I make sure I pronounce this correctly. Rashid A, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. This is, how you doing? This is Super Rashid A.
Super. Come on, Nolan, get it together. Super Rashid.
Yeah, super.
I didn't see the cape. No, I'm sorry.
Y'all know I called in before. Remember, I was one of the biggest advocates for the Ravens winning the Super Bowl, and I'm from Detroit. That's right. I'm rolling with the Ravens all the way, man. Why not? We want to see Lamar and Derrick Henry, a.k.a. Mark Henry, win that Super Bowl, brother. And who better deserving than those two, I think. So here's the key thing. Let's look at the landscape right now. We look at the whole conference over there. Let's be real, people. It's us against KFC, Kansas Football City. It's us against them. What do we have to do? Again, one of the key things I was saying, we got to bring in better receivers. We need Hall of Fame receivers. I don't think we should just rely on these journeymen or these basic standard guys. What can we do to – maybe we can get Godwin over here. Maybe we can get who else? That other guy over there from Tampa Bay. I think we need to look for these other people that say – look for these other wide receivers that want to get a ring that can help us get a ring that much more quicker. I said Devontae Adams, if you guys can remember, but my thing is this. My thing is this. Devontae Adams has probably a window of a year to 2 years over there. Then he's going to get pissed. He's going to get tired. So for the long game, I think we need to start trying to recruit him now. We should say, look, if hopefully we can get a Super Bowl this year. If we can't, we can get another Super Bowl in another year and a half. So we got to look for the long game. Okay, of course we want to focus on right now. Who can we get right now to back up? Really back up the receiver core. Like I said, maybe we can get those guys over in Tampa Bay, bait a couple of them, get them over there far as just as much firepower as possible because again, Kansas City ain't no joke, and we can't keep allowing them to pull our card every freaking year. But I think it's going to come down to a lot of good receivers or Hall of Fame receivers. I did say Antonio Brown, but he don't know how to act. So a lot of people don't like this guy.
And
no
he's
more.
Old. Hey, Rashid A, super Rashid A, appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and say that Mike Evans, Chris Godwin aren't available right now.
I would agree with that. And I would say this. I mean, he's talking about in the future. We've only played six games.
Yeah.
And they're getting better. You know, they're averaging 453.7 yards per game. So it's not bad.
Well, he wants Hall of Fame receivers.
Oh, and is that going to make them get 500 yards a game?
Yeah. Antonio Brown's washed, by the way, so forget about that. But, you know, Bateman, Flowers, Aguilar, they're all first-round draft picks. Hall of Famers, well, we'll see how that goes.
And Bob, roughly they're averaging 30 points a game.
Okay. Hall of Fame receivers is what he wants.
Improve the defense. I mean, Bob, if the defense gets better... I mean, they're 16th right now, but they're 30. If they can get up to like 19th or 20th against the pass, Ravens are going to be scary.
And maybe St. Brown could be available from Detroit. He'd be a nice little addition.
He just signed a new deal, too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for another call. Nolan says one more. Let's go to East Baltimore, my old stomping grounds. And Jason. Jason, what's up?
Hey, Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny. Thank you, Nolan. Thank you. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, look, man. So, look, everybody talking about what Coach Harbaugh said when he said Lamar playing his best football, and I agree. But nobody's talking about what Lamar said. Lamar said the game is slowed down for him. Think about that for a minute. All the success he had previously, but the game is finally slowed down for him. That means the league is in trouble. I think about when I heard Tom Brady say that. I heard Michael Jordan say that. I also heard Michael Jordan say it's like the rim. It was like the rims wide, open up wide for him. Mm-hmm. They trying to give you a look into what they see. You know, it's like a metaphor, should I say. And if the game is slowed down for Lamar Jackson, then that means he can telegraph and do whatever he want to do out there at this point. So, you know, the last 2 weeks he had almost 800 yards in total offense and 5 touchdowns. That was more than some teams. So, how you feel about that, Vinny? Lamar saying the game is finally slowed down for him.
I believe Lamar. And here's the thing, probably why he's saying that too. And I think a big thing is, you know, he's improved a lot from last year. He had to hold out and all that kind of stuff, missed some of training camp. You know, this year had no issues. He was here learning year two of the offense. And as Monken says, he's the conductor now. They gave him authority. He's the man now. He changes stuff. We heard Logan Paulson from the Redskins. You know, he works for the Redskins radio or what. He was on the sidelines and he was saying how Lamar was checking. You know, he heard him checking, you know, the fronts and the coverages and doing all those kind of things, reading hot. He said he was amazed at what Lamar is. And to me, that is the step that he has taken now is he's running the offense. He can see everything. And what does that entail? He's studying a lot more. And that's the big thing. You got to study the film. You got to spend time, you know, with T. Martin and Monken and everybody else. So I think Lamar is all in on the stuff that it takes to be a great quarterback off the field.
Now, as far as this week, I think we're going to beat Tampa Bay. We're going to beat Tampa Bay because, you know, we make teams one-dimensional. People come in, they score a lot of points previously. But like the Bills, you know, we're going to shut down. They get one-dimensional. We're going to shut them down. But back to our receiving core, man, I was at the game this weekend, had tickets at the 50-yard line. And it just stuck out to me how small Zay Flowers is. He's a tough guy, man. I mean, he's smaller than Hollywood Brown.
He's thicker.
More, but yeah, he's the real deal though, man. So I think you know, give him some time. It's only his second year, but I think it ain't no ceiling for this offense, man. I think we can do whatever we want to do. I think the defense is finally going to wake up because we got some real stars on that defense. Kyle Hamilton is a unicorn. I mean, when it's time to pay this guy, we're gonna have to break the bank because the way he hit dude last week, he just jumped out at you.
Yeah, and at the time to pay, thanks, Jason, for coming up on the top. Time to pay him is going to be what, this offseason maybe?
Yeah, I would like, you
third
know,
year in.
I mean, to me, watching him, he was more consistent last year than he is right now.
It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan coming up in a matter of minutes. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk about the Ravens health-wise heading to Tampa. Matchup of two first-place teams. Whip around 11:15. What happened on the World Sports last night? A lot. And then Keith Cavanaugh go down to College Park. TerrapinTimes.com, Terps USC. Football, Maryland men. Hey, they got a vote. Top 25.